Hi. So today I actually am going to be having a lot of fun. I just got a huge order of sex toys, and my friend happened to come over while I was opening them, and she was very interested in some of the ones that I had gotten. Yeah, you're laughing, to say the least. Some of them are very expensive, so I can understand her.
Oh my
And
gosh.
we're both very close friends, so I am offered to show her, I guess how to orgasm slash G spot slash let's have fun with toys.
I'm being a guinea pig.
Yes, you are, Scarlett. Oh yeah, I should probably introduce. This is Scarlett. She's adorable. Say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, she's cute. Anyway, I am going to be turning up my microphone because we are moving to my bed. And I guess, yeah, so let's get started. Okay, so first off, you're wearing tights and we should, remove them.
You're laughing so much.
I like being giggly. You like it too. Admit it. Admit
Fine,
it.
I do.
Everyone likes me giggly. I
You
know.
should make
Happy
the
for
note about how I've never done anything sexual before.
Lol. Yeah, she's a virgin. Isn't that hot?
Like, super virgin.
Lol, I know.
Like, I haven't kissed anyone. You should mention that to them too and
Holy
stuff.
shit.
I still haven't. I would have
Holy
told you if I
shit.
had.
Hey! Holy fuck.
Is that new to you?
I didn't exactly realize it before. Do you want to make out then?
No, it's
No?
fine.
Lol. Too much tongue?
Yeah, I
Too
also.
personal? Too
Yes,
personal?
I'm awkward. Stop making it worse.
I'm sorry. I'm highly amused right now. I feel my hands are freezing.
I don't mind.
Oh, you like that?
I don't mind. Cool.
Cool. Temperature plays a thing. Okay. So.
What now?
Awkwardly move around. I've totally forgotten how to have lesbian sex.
I don't know how to do anything. This is a
Well,
great combination.
fuck, I haven't gotten laid in so long. Okay, first off, lube is always a good idea. Do you want your dress still on? Because this could get.
I don't want it to get messy. No.
Yeah.
No, you don't need to undo that.
Well, fuck off.
It's stretchy.
Well,
You don't need to do that.
zippers sound sexy. Oh
I
my
doubt they. I'm
god,
pretty sure
that
they
bra
can't
is
even hear the.
adorable. Hello, front class.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
No.
Don't break it.
I'm not. I'm gay. I know how to take bras off.
I'm sure everyone who listens to this will be very amused, to say the least.
Oh, you're so cute.
Thanks.
Wow.
A little less awkward than I thought it was gonna be.
No shit. Okay, so you should lie down.
Front or back?
Tits up. Because I'm playing with them.
Back!
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm silly. Also, get on the middle of the bed.
But where are you gonna?
I'm going on top of you.
Okay.
Come on, this is a sexy view, admit it. You just complimented my tits like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, but I'm also like straight.
So, you can still like admire.
That's true.
Does that feel good?
By the way, if you can figure out a way to make those feel good, that'd be great. I've never really gotten off on them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if that's like just me.
no it's okay. I have a hard time with my own tits too. Like, if it always feels better when someone else does it. Holy shit, these are so jiggly.
Are your own tits that jiggly? Aren't you? Are your own? It's nice.
It
Aren't your own boobs not jiggly? Aren't your own boobs
Well,
jiggly
yeah,
though?
but it's different, like, feeling it on a different person. Like, when you're lying down, they're kind of, like, more compressed, and you jiggle in a different way.
No wonder guys like boobs so much.
No fucking shit.
Okay, yeah, but.
How do you feel about teeth?
I didn't feel any different.
Okay.
This is kind of nice.
And the other one. Let me know if they start getting sensitive or painful, okay? Because that
Okay.
can happen really quickly.
Imagine if I did this with someone I actually had feelings for.
Oh,
Like
what you're saying? You
no,
don't like me?
romantically, I mean.
Really great. It makes the experience all the better.
Yeah. Because, like, we're platonic as fuck.
know.
You realize because I'm awkward that I probably, like, won't really reciprocate. Is that okay?
No, I don't give a shit.
Okay, just checking.
This is all about me making you feel good.
Okay. This is actually really relaxing.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Like, it's not necessarily, like, sexual, but it's still really nice.
Mm-hmm. Like, it feels good. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. I used to think, like, or I don't know, I guess I still kind of think that, like, most people with sex, it's like, oh, it's not supposed to be, like, sexual and stuff, and not supposed to just be, like,
man.
Comforting
half of
and
it
stuff.
Is, like, laughing and giggling and the occasional queef or fart.
It's nice. That makes it a little less scary.
Ah. Sex isn't always just completely sexy. Like, there's laughter, there's giggling, there's fun times. There's just relaxing, romantic talking.
Mm.
Or just talking in general like this. Let me know if I do anything you don't like, okay?
Mm.
Also, like, do you have any sensitive spots in your body?
I don't know. Oh, there was that one time where you massaged with my lower back, like that tramp stamp-ish area.
Right here?
I don't know, it felt nice when you were massaging it, but then again, I was also laying on my stomach.
Well, flip over. Come on. I want a dead ass. Damn. Sneak. Okay. So, here?
Mm, yeah.
How's that feel?
Nice.
That's called a hickey.
Did you just leave a hickey on my freaking ass?
Well, you're wearing a dress.
Okay, I guess.
Ain't no one gonna see it here.
Well, yeah. She's bite my ass!
Yes, I did just bite your ass.
Oh my gosh.
There's a slight hickey on it now. Also, I want to bite you in my favorite spot to be bitten.
Just don't make it too noticeable.
What do we think?
Hmm? What?
Not the best?
Hickeys are not as painful as I thought.
You can make them painful,
but
it's
make
mostly
it painful,
about
please. I don't want a ton
just
of marks.
Having fun and...
Is it basically just like kissing but using teeth?
It's kissing. It can be using teeth. I'm just using my tongue to press down on you because you don't want hickeys and I just want you to feel the pressure of my mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is basically just like a nice massage.
But with sex and hopefully orgasms.
Yeah, but like right now it's just really nice.
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to get you all relaxed. Because relaxed leads to feeling more open to yourself, leads to feeling sexual, leads to just being wet and having good orgasms, hopefully. Do you want to be spanked?
I don't care.
That's not a yes or a no, babe.
Fine, then no.
Alright. I just don't want to force my fetishes onto you, so.
Okay. That's I don't know. Better. If I say I don't care, it usually means I'm mostly okay with it.
Okay, but, like, I can knead your butt, right?
Yeah.
Feel good?
It's like an ass massage.
Isn't it? Getting your butt groped is, like, the best thing ever, though, am I right? No? That's just me?
Well, I mean, consent and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I don't know if this is, like, gonna make you feel awkward about your body, but I love how your stretch marks look.
Seriously?
Seriously, they're like a lighter color than the rest of your skin. They look more like tiger stripes, and they're so pretty.
Wait, aren't yours lighter than the rest of your skin, too?
Mine are like kind of pinkish. Yours stand out a lot more.
Because
you're darker.
Yeah.
FYI, Scarlett is a bronzed beauty. Just saying.
Beauty, are you serious?
I am! You got tan skin, bitch. I'm pasty as fuck. There is a noticeable difference.
I don't know, I've always been this color.
Well, no shit.
I don't know what to say
shit.
About that.
Well, you're not fucking white, so duh.
I know, it's just it's never really seen as anything different to me.
Well, yeah, I know, I'm just saying that you look pretty. Just wanted you to know.
Aww.
Yeah, you have to flip over.
Bye! Okay, you could have asked me to flip over.
But it's cuter that way.
Okay.
Wow. Oh my god, was your head on the vibrator?
No, my head was just on some object here.
Lube?
Probably.
Lol. Ooh, do we want to know what toys we're going to be using today? I think I should tell you.
You're going to tell them anyways.
Well, fucking duh. There's this thing called, like, build-up. Okay, so we have the ever-acclaimed, hyped-up Pure Wand, which I am super excited to use, let me tell you. And then the Mona 2 Vibrator, which is my love of my life. Honestly, if I could marry it, put a ring on my finger, it would happen. It would.
She couldn't bear to be without it for a day.
That's true. I lent it to her for her to test it out, and I'm like, I miss it already. Give it back. Okay. Do you want to take your panties off?
Sure.
Okay. Ass up.
Okay. I have arms.
I don't give a fuck.
Please don't dish those on the ground, by the way.
No, I'm not. I'm putting them in a highly sanitary area. Sanitary enough?
Yeah.
Good. Also, I'm just going to wiggle the mouse pad so my computer doesn't, like, fall asleep. There we go. Oh my god, are you naturally like that? Or, like, do you trim? Maintenance?
You know how, like, you stress pluck sometimes?
I do
that too sometimes.
Otherwise, and that's how it ends up as? Mine gets all awkward and patchy.
No, I don't really do much else. Holy I mean, shit. It's not like I have anyone else to...
But,
it's
like,
not
like I have in your lips too?
Dude, it's not like I'm having sex with anyone. Who am I grooming myself for?
Yeah, like, I'm really awkward and patchy. Like, I totally stress pluck too. See, just like right here though. It always goes in awkward patches, just right here.
Oh, okay.
It's never pretty looking. I always feel really bad about it because I hate, you know, shaving and whatnot. But then I always feel bad when it's like...
How do you not cut yourself when you shave though?
Oh, I can
I totally
give you,
feel like
I can
people
you
cut themselves
whole,
by accident and then it's
I
like
I can totally
three times
give you a whole tutorial about that later. Best way to shave. Like,
probably won't, but I was just curious because...
Tutorials are always good.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So do we want fingers first?
I don't know.
Fingers are kind of easiest to use, and I think fingers definitely smaller than the smallest end of the Pure Wand.
Okay. Basically, the hypothesis of this is I've never really found my G-spot.
True, true, true.
So...
Ooh, lube is fun. And I got it on way too many fucking fingers. Bitch. Okay.
Oh, God.
You're fine. You can always, like, take back consent at any time. I'm just letting you know.
I'm just trying to calm down right now because I'm an awkward fuck.
You're fine. We're good. It's really adorable how, like, your pubic hair is, like, so freaking straight. Mine's all curly.
That's considered straight?
Did you not just see mine?
I was more going, like, it's got a lot more area coverage than mine does.
Well, no, mine's, like, really fucking curly. Do you see this bullshit?
Also, it's way flatter than mine, though. Mine
no,
up
mine
a lot
can...
More. Okay.
Yeah. That's just because I'm, like, wearing panties right now, man. They're flattening it out. So, like, let me know if I do anything that feels especially good or not good at all. Okay?
Okay. What if a lot of it just feels meh?
That happens.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just gonna lift up your clitoral head, actually.
Okay.
And try and find where it's at. I'm sorry, it's
no,
it's
I know.
A thing. No, seriously, where? What the fuck? I'm having so much trouble with your vagina, it's so different from my ex's. Okay, is it up from here? Is this it, or?
I think you passed it a little bit.
Like here?
Around there, yeah.
Okay, it's really deep.
Really?
Or, like, mine's like...
You'll have to go up a bit. No, you passed it again.
Yeah, totally. Like, I will show you my vagina after this, and I will just, like, my clit is, like, out there and waving high every day.
Oh, wow, okay.
Like, no, but seriously, like, where the... Can you, like, help me?
It's like this.
This right here?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so tiny. Holy shit, you got, like, the tiniest clit I've seen. That's so cute.
Do people have, like, massive ones?
Okay, like, fuck, these panties are coming off, and you're getting, like, in-depth review of my vagina. Okay. So, learning time. See? Mine's pretty big.
I feel like if you pull back, doesn't that happen to everyone, though?
Well, you trip them back. No, you're just still, like, pretty
well,
tiny,
at least you can
I think.
See it now.
Yeah, it's true. Look at where I have a mole. Isn't that adorable?
Mm-hmm.
Like, right next to my fucking clit. So fucking cute. Also, my knee's going back on because I hate having my insulin pump just hanging around. Well, it's true. I like having it hooked to something.
I know.
It makes sex so awkward, you know? Hey, yeah, I got this cord attached
to me. Wait, can you ever, like, unplug it?
Yeah, I can totally unplug it.
Yeah, exactly.
Your butt looks really cute like this, FYI.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't really...
Oh, is that comfortable? Or we could, like, go like that?
I don't mind.
Okay.
I told you, I'm going to be meh to a lot of things.
I know, this is all about experimentation. And I'm just wondering where to put the lube.
Oh, good job, you lost it.
Totally did, actually. Wait, nope, got it. And my back totally just cracked, like, 5 billion places. That felt pretty good. Oh my god, Scarlett. Have I ever told you that I really, really, actually like sneezing more than orgasming?
Don't people always say that, like, a sneeze is, like, 1/8 of an orgasm, but it's,
pretty
like,
much. Crappy? Like, and I always get those really fucking loud sneezes, too. And then I'm like, wow, that felt better than sex, honestly.
Actually?
Actually. Hmm. I fucking have the hardest time coming. Also, like, you know that coming isn't, like, all end goal of game of everything. Like, a lot of chicks have a hard time coming.
Wait, what's the end game, then?
Like, I thought... Having a fun time and enjoying yourself, pretty much.
Yeah, but, like, I feel... What if you don't get off? Don't people just get, like, really frustrated about it and stuff?
I don't. I normally keep going until... Oh, I'm sorry. Was that...
No, just surprise. Surprise!
Sorry. I kind of put my fingers in her. Just a bit. Like, not even to the first bend. Okay, so what were you saying?
I don't know. Don't people get, like, crabby when they can't
Not really. Off, that's more like... Some people... I don't. I just go to the point where I'm not having fun anymore or, like, it's... Like, you know how, like, you can get, like, vagina burn or something, and it's just uncomfortable and painful, and you're like, well, that doesn't feel good anymore, so we're gonna stop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or, like, if I'm doing, submissive play, I'll just stop whenever my dom tells me to.
Oh, yeah, well, that makes sense.
Which is normally, way before I want to, but, whatever.
Hmm.
I don't know, I just find it awkward to have to come every time. I don't want to. Is this poking around okay?
It's okay. Just be careful if you ever poke in, because it's always the first bit that, like, hurts the most.
Okay. I'm gonna...
That feels fine.
Okay. Here we go. So that's one finger in.
How far in?
This is as far as I can go. I'm kind of just playing around with your cervix right now. This is your cervix.
Well, okay, I'm
right
pretty...
there.
I'm pretty
sure
I've hit
a really small vagina.
I'm aware. Thank you very much.
Holy... I am, like, entering your cervix right now. Holy shit. That's not even, like, one finger.
Isn't hitting your cervix supposed to hurt? That doesn't hurt as much as, apparently, cervix description of hurting thing is supposed to.
No, but that's fucking weird. You gotta be careful when you're having penetrative sex, okay?
Yeah. No, I'm aware that
I'm, like... are you turned on at all right now?
I'm not... No, I'm not in a sexual haze, if that's what you mean.
Okay, that's probably why. Because your vagina will expand if that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's pretty tiny right now. Holy shit.
Okay, even if I'm, like, horny, though, I'm pretty sure I bottom out at, like, 5 or 6 inches.
I feel it.
So.
Okay, I'm putting 2 in.
Okay.
Is this...
Just trying to calm down, because if I start panicking, that's going to make it more painful.
Yeah. Do you have anything in there?
No, I don't.
What the fuck is that? You have, like, a...
There's a thing in the middle, and it... Yes, I know there's a thing in the middle.
Holy shit, what...
I don't
you
know.
You should get
That's...
that checked out.
I don't know. It's kind of always... been... Just push it to the side. Because it's kind of going... It's kind of going in between your fingers right now, and it means you're pulling it.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. Okay, no, but that's going to make sex a hell of a ton more painful, so you want to talk to your, like, GP about that.
Okay.
Is your GP a girl or a boy?
There is one that's a girl. I just haven't gone in a long time, because obviously since I've really been doing anything.
No, but, like, if... If jerking off is bothering you that much and not orgasming and, like, just having penetrated sex in general,
no.
That's probably why.
No, it's not. I can get stuff in me, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's just...
Okay, so you're just
If you do it, like, put one in first.
Okay.
And then pull it out a little bit and put the second one and just make sure you push it over so that it's on the side of your fingers and not in between.
Okay, so it's on the side of my fingers, I'm pretty sure, right now. Does it feel okay?
I have a feeling it's not really on the side.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna go it. Nope.
Oh, that just poked something.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
By the way, don't be surprised if there's a bit of blood.
It should not bleed. I'm doing this very, very gently.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah. Like, if you're bleeding your first time, someone is not being as gentle as they should be.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm trying to adequately prepare you. That's why I spent so much time trying to relax you.
Kind of burns right now.
It kind of burns?
Yeah.
In a not nice way? Like, do you want me to stop?
Just go really slow and see if it slows down a bit.
Sure. I'll just hang around in here.
Yeah, I know. The burning thing is nothing new. Okay. I don't know how to explain it, but, like...
Just painfully? Like, if you burning or stretching?
Burning?
Okay.
Like, you know how... I'm guessing your fingers are like this right now, right?
I have one finger in you right now.
I'm guessing your finger's like this right now.
So like this, yeah.
Yeah. So there's kind of like a ridges thing on the top here. That's what always ends up burning.
Oh, I feel you. I have no clue what that's actually anatomically called, but it's so fucking stupid.
That's what always, like, makes it really painful, and that's why I never really got anywhere with this. Yeah, like, once, like, that's really the only thing that ends up burning, ever.
Yeah, I feel you. That's what when I said that, like, sometimes I like to stop sex because of vaginal burning, that's why.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get used to, like, if you're doing a lot of thrusting or anything, your body will, like, kind of adapt to, like, how much you're doing to it, but basically I'm just trying to say maybe one day it'll get eventually used to it, but...
I hope so.
Yeah.
Isn't poking at the cervix supposed to be painful, by the way?
Yeah.
Because when you were doing it earlier, it felt kind of nice.
Like right here, like this? Like this?
No, that's not the same spot. Yeah, kind of there.
That's your G-spot.
I thought the G-spot was supposed to be lower.
No.
Isn't that supposed to be like this?
When you do the come hither motion, it's supposed to be like at the pads of your fingers.
Yeah.
This is your G-spot. It's kind of textured, so that's why I know. And it's right where I'm come hithering, so. Is
this right by the cervix?
No, this is your G-spot, this is your cervix. So, yeah, actually, if I move my finger just backwards, here we go.
Is it very far away or not very?
Pretty close by. It's just within, like, so I'm going forward, G-spot, going back, cervix, like, right here.
Okay, so then, okay.
You feel?
Yeah.
So you're starting to learn more about your body?
No, because remember how I told you that I was just like, why don't I find thing? Goes in Google's thing. And I thought that was like A-spot or something.
Yeah, no, I think your A-spot is like way farther up or something.
It's in the pictures. It's showing like A-spot as being like right in front of the cervix. So I was kind of just like, well, I'm not hitting any higher, but this feels kind of nice. So I'm guessing this is A.
Yeah, no, this is your G-spot. I'm going to start. How's that?
That's nice.
Isn't it?
No, remember I told you how I don't really get off on vibrations, but, like, the thrusting is what's nice?
Yeah. And it's hard to do this to yourself.
I know.
Like, does that feel okay?
Yeah.
Is you still burning?
A little less.
Okay, let me know if you ever want me to add two fingers in, alright? Because I want to do that before we add the pure plug, if you want to do that.
I thought it was pure wand.
Pure wand, yeah, okay. I'm sorry, I keep mixing it up.
No, that's okay.
Yeah. Also, do you want to use the vibrator on yourself?
Not particularly, because I'm too busy analyzing this.
Yeah, sure. No problem, babe. Remember, I just want you to have fun. Also, if we just keep doing this instead of going out for dinner, that's toast time by me, too. Could we do dinner at any time? We're just doing this right now, so.
Okay. Pretty nice.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh, you know what feels even better?
You're pushing on bone right now?
No, I'm trying to... You can stimulate your G-spot from, like...
By, like, putting more pressure.
Yeah, from, like, your stomach, but I'm having a hard time. Is that doing anything? No?
It's doing, like, a bit of stuff sometimes, but it's not, like, a ton better.
Yeah, I know. I used to be able... Or that's a thing for me and, you know... X.
Yeah.
They really got off on it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I told you they like fisting, so.
Yeah, I'm still not gonna be.
Yeah, no. Fisting's fucking hard. That took us weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah. And maybe but... general thought, how do you fit that, but okay.
God, I know, right?
Yeah.
Especially with, like, that, yeah. That's very strange. I'm sorry.
What?
The thing in the middle of your vagina.
Is like, that not... Was that
that's
not
yours? Usual.
Oh, wonderful!
Yeah, that's why I'm saying you need to go to a GP, like, if that's causing any strain or heck. Because, like, your... What's the word? Hymen is, like, split in the middle down your opening. So that's going to cause trouble.
Is that a hymen?
I think that's your hymen. I'm not completely sure. All I know is it's a bit of skin that is not there or should not be there. That's why I'm telling you it's strange.
Okay. Like, I thought it was kind of strange, too, because I was just like, I feel like there should not be something in the middle.
Wow. Have I made you speechless? Yeah?
Okay, no, going faster isn't necessarily the thing.
Okay, but deep? So, like, that's good?
It's nice, but like I said, I don't feel like I'm going to get off from this.
That's okay. I told you, I just want you to have fun.
Okay.
Also, I'm adding more lube because you can never have too much, and it kind of gets rid of the burning sensation.
Okay. Yeah, if it helps with the burn, then that's worth it.
How's that? Too much? I'm sorry.
No, it's better. It's burning a little less now.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just trying to get as much lube on there as possible. Yeah, because then it means, like, there's more slick going on instead of skin on skin.
Maybe it's just, like, a really thing that's really sensitive to friction.
So, wait, do you want me to just go like that?
It's kind of burning, but then it's also kind of nice. I can't tell what to think of it right now.
Okay. What did you like me doing?
I don't know. The thing I've never really have done anything is, like, people are just like, oh, what do you want me to do? I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm going for two fingers. Okay. So I want to try adding the Pure One, because I think that might help with the friction, because Pure Ones are less, you know, friction than me. And I feel this is very tight. How are you? Is it painful? I can feel that thing in the middle. Is it to the side?
Oh, yeah, it's to the side. Now it's just...
But is it okay?
It's the ridge that's burning again.
Okay, so I'll go lower. Is that okay?
A little bit better.
Okay. Should I go last knuckles in? Because they're just right outside your hymen thingy right now.
Okay, maybe pull out.
Yeah.
Jeez, that burns.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe.
No, it's... God, that always happens.
Yeah, you want to get that maybe checked out and...
I don't know how to really explain that to female doctor person.
I could look it up online and write out a blurb for you to... You can, like, write out a note card and hand it to them if you want.
Okay. I don't know, I'm just trying to think of what it is.
Well, we don't know. Well, so, you said that we can go to a doctor and find out.
You said that it wasn't like that with X, right?
It's not like that with X, not like that with me, not like that with any of the chicks I fucked. That's fucking not supposed to be there.
God bloody damn it.
I know, right? I'm sorry, babe.
Okay. What if I have, like, cervical cancer or something?
Oh my god, it's not cervical cancer, it's just an extra bit of skin where skin should not be.
No, not the skin thing, I meant the ridge. Was the ridge there?
Oh, no, the ridge is perfectly fine. I have a... Okay. Oh my god, no. Everyone has a ridge. The ridge is fine. I'm talking about the bit of skin by your hymen.
Oh no, okay. That's
fucking weird.
Yeah, it's probably weird, but I don't think it's, like... super concerning. I'm not regularly sticking stuff in myself, so I'm okay with it.
Alrighty. And if you ever start having a boyfriend or penetrative sex or anything, though, you should get it checked out, just because it will make it probably a lot more painful. Because, like, this is taking quite a long time.
Sorry.
No, oh, no. Don't feel bad. Okay? I'm doing this because I want you to feel good, and I want to help you find your G-spot, which we have accomplished.
Yes, we have. Turns out it was just the thing I was poking earlier, and I stuck the wrong label on it.
No problem, babe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, really? It's like one thing is okay. It's just if it's two things, then the thing gets caught in the skin gets caught in the middle.
Okay, do you want to try the Pure Wand?
Sure.
Okay. Do you want to insert it yourself?
I don't know.
Well, it's like, you know your body. You can feel your body more than I can. Like, I can just go by intuition. You can go by actual feeling.
Okay.
Just putting lube on it. Sorry, I got lube in your hair. Oh my gosh.
That's fine. There are worse things to get in my hair.
Okay.
Like, millimeter soap.
That's true.
Well, that went in pretty easily.
Yeah, I told you. Very lack of friction. Because steel is amazing. That's why I bought it. Totally just wiped my hand off on my blanket because fuck hygiene. Okay. How are we?
Maybe we should have started off with this instead of fingers.
Is it good?
So smooth.
Isn't it? Oh my gosh. Let me know if I'm adding, is this too much or is this good?
Why are you pushing down towards my butt?
I'm not trying, I'm sorry. Is this the first time I'm using one?
Yeah, that's okay. I'm just curious.
So, how's that?
I don't know why it still burns.
Want to try adding more lube?
I'm pretty sure if it wasn't for the burning, this would generally feel nice, but it's still burning.
Do we take it out?
I don't know. Can you try just pushing in a little bit?
That?
Yeah.
That?
It's not too bad.
Okay, because it's pretty much in, like, as much as I think it's
going. Yeah, I don't think it's going to go further. Don't try pushing it further.
Yeah, I'm just kind of wiggling it around. Is it going up against anything? Do you want to try using it yourself?
I don't know.
You can... There's a handle, man. It's pretty much made for fucking yourself. You don't have to have your head up, you know? You can, like, lay back.
Just thinking.
Yeah, no problem, babe. Your legs are really smooth.
That's because I shaved yesterday.
Well, and here I am, just a furry mongrel.
I feel like if the center ridge wasn't burning so much, this would be nice, but it is burning, unfortunately.
Yeah, no problem. Do you want to quit then?
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Bit dap. Do you want to borrow this sometime, though?
Maybe.
Bitch, you know you do.
Fine.
Ha ha ha. I just wish... actually wipe it off on my blanket.
Oh my gosh.
Hella, I'm hot. You know it.
Yeah. I just wish it wasn't burning as much.
Do you want me to grab you ice or anything?
You're gonna shove ice at my vagina.
Hell no, you can get vaginal birth from that. I just need to, like, sit on or something, or just, like, kind of put it on outside of you.
No, it's fine. It'll probably stop on its own. I just don't know how long it's gonna be. I
kind of really want to try braiding your pubic hair, but that'd be weird. I'm gonna do it!
Yeah, I'm just like, of all things, we're already doing this, and you think braiding my pubic hair is gonna be weird.
French braid is going to be so sexy.
Oh my god, you're doing a French braid?
Yes! Oh. How else would I do it? You know that some queer chicks that I follow on Tumblr...
have, like, braided...
No.
Okay.
Freaking bleach and dye their pubic hair, like, green.
Why?
Because it's cool and rad femme. Why not? Okay, that was fucking hard. I'm done. Anyway, I think we're finished, and I'm going to end this audio so that we can... get our clothes back on, and then we're going to go out for dinner, because friend date, why not? I wonder how long this was. Oh my god, like half an hour. Did you just smack my butt?
Not very hard.
Oh my gosh. Scarlet. Ugh.